Keep up to date with all the happenings in the Stardate universe through our Twitter feed and Facebook page. They tell you what to expect in our radio programs and magazine, let you know about important events, and much more. And also, check out our website, stardate.org. We'll see you there.
Stardate, April 16th. Every time that two or more planets congregate in the night sky, fearmongers crank up the volume on their predictions of doom. They say the combined gravity of the planets will cause everything from earthquakes and storms to boils and hangnails. Don't listen to them. All of the planets are so small or so far away that their short-term effects on Earth are negligible. Jupiter, the largest and heaviest planet in the solar system, is only 0.1% as massive as the Sun. And on average, it's about 5 times farther. When combined, those numbers tell us that Jupiter's gravitational tug on Earth is just 1/25,000th as strong as the Sun's. The pull of the other planets is even weaker. So even if you lined up all of the planets in the same direction from Earth, their combined pull would be insignificant. That's not the case on longer terms, though. The gravity of Jupiter and Venus changed the shape of Earth's orbit and the planets tilt on its axis. Mars may play a role as well. That influence creates cycles of warmer and colder climate. But the cycles play out over tens of thousands of years or longer, not over days, weeks, or even centuries. Planetary alignments are common. In fact, there's one right now. Mars, Saturn, and Mercury are close together in the dawn twilight, but they're so low in the sky that they're tough to see. We'll have more about their alignment tomorrow. And you can find out more about the planets in Stardate magazine. Details at stardate.org. For the University of Texas MacDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.